You are listening to the audio production of Another Move, God? 30 Encouragements to Embrace Your Life as a Military Wife by Beth Runkle, published by B&H Publishing Group. This book is read by Nikki Zaycox. This book is dedicated to the important people who made my journey as a military wife possible. To my warrior, Brian, who invited me to stand by his side through the adventures of military life and patiently waited for me to embrace his calling. And to my favorite people, military wives who support one another and serve as the home front heroes while our military men battle on the front lines. A word from Beth. Have you often thought how different your life would be if you weren't moving so frequently and adjusting to fit into the military? Do you wish you could feel more settled? Yet in all the unpacking and packing, you've lost your heart somewhere along the way? I am with you. I've often thought about what it would look like to have lived a normal life, in which uncertainty and change were not the only constants in my life. My husband served on active duty for 25 years in the Air Force, during which we moved 14 times. As a military wife, I see you trying to make the best of your moves and support your family, and I am with you in an uncertain and chaotic life. While there are many books you could pick up to help you navigate military life from many different angles, I want to help you face military life's changes and unique opportunities from a spiritual perspective. This book will address ways to help you get a handle on this transient life with insights from women in the Bible who seem to have faced many of the same challenges military wives face. I began my faith journey by studying the book of Genesis. God grabbed my attention as I saw the many parallels between the life of Sarah and my life. I was a new military spouse whose husband had just deployed 3 times in our first 2.5 years of marriage. I identified with Sarah's life as I found frequent parallels between her semi-nomadic lifestyle and mine. As we glean from her story in the pages that follow, I hope this book will meet you where you are and address some of your feelings, insecurities, and weaknesses, especially those that come with being called by God to a military marriage. As you read through this book, I encourage you to begin your day by reading the scriptures referenced from the book of Genesis and selected New Testament verses. I pray that as you seek the Lord for whom He has called you to be as a military wife, and that you will see yourself in His kingdom army. God's assignment is for you and your husband to serve the Lord and His people where the military has assigned you. May this be a time of exponential growth for you. Although you can work through this book on your own, a great way to engage more with the content is to grab a friend or a group of friends who can work through the book with you. In that case, I'd recommend you seek to complete 5 days of the study each week and gather with a friend or friends each week for discussion. I've created a leader's guide to enhance your discussion and group meetings. You can access this free resource at www.bethrunkle.com. I will be praying for you as you walk through this journey. I pray that God will speak to you and build your faith. I pray you will fall more in love with God and His Word. I would love to hear testimonies of what you are learning, or even know how I can minister to you. So please visit me at www.bethrunkle.com. Introduction. At times, it felt like brown moving boxes were my decorating scheme. With my husband's 14 moves while on active duty, moving commotion became normal. In a world of constant change, I found that only faith in an unchanging God could anchor my soul. In the Bible, Sarah and Abraham's lives hold many parallels to the military lifestyle. Abraham and Sarah lived a semi-nomadic lifestyle, traveling from place to place with their livestock from one area of fertile land to another. In the westernized modern world, this lifestyle contains several similarities with the military family. In Genesis chapters 11 through 12, God called Sarah and Abraham to leave the land they knew and go to a land God would later identify.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?